Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, performance enhancement expert, and author, Sean Douglas. I want to welcome all of our listeners who are listening from wherever you are. This show is heard in over 30 countries, such as the U.S., India, Canada, France, Australia, and Panama. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here, we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we're using these to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us every Wednesday and on the first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. On the show, I have impactful and amazing guests that are impacting everyone around them. And my guest today does just that. If you have any questions for any of my guests I have on the show, my show is live on those listening times, the first and third Friday and every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can catch us live on Blog Talk Radio. And so if you're not listening live, that's okay. You can catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and on Google Play. So go ahead and subscribe to the show so you don't miss any episodes. And if you want, you can leave us a comment, rate, and review. I love reading the comments. So if you're catching us live, you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And I want everyone to help me welcome to the show, Valerie Hubbard. How's it going?
Well, it's going great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. This is season 2 of Life Transformation Radio. We did 73 episodes in the first season. Super pumped. I was like, I really want to get to 75, but I got to 73. And so, Valerie, you are the first episode of season 2. I am super pumped that we could make this happen.
I'm so excited to be here.
Long time coming.
Yeah, long time.
Awesome. So we met at Steve Olscher's event, New Media Summit in San Diego, and we got to talking, and I was like, yes, like you have to be on the show. Like I was blown away.
Because of Resident Evil.
Hold on a second. Like, because you were telling me some of the movies. I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's cool. You're like Resident Evil. I'm like, wait, hold on. What? Wait, which one? Like, who are you? Like, because I love Resident Evil. Like, me and my wife will watch it all day long, you know? But what really captured my attention was how you can take almost two contrasting things, but make them one. Like, you have the actor. Like, yes, it's a business, whatever, but I feel like acting is more of a passion or a purpose. And you know, we think of business as like, well, your money and your clients and this. But you've merged the two together.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's amazing. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Sure. So my company, Actors Fast Track, we help actors get to whatever level they want to get to. So if they are playing co-stars all the time on TV and they want to be a series regular, you know, that's what we do. So we are business consultants. I've been a professional actress for 33 years. I've made money every year as an actress in those 33 years. And then I have been working on the business of acting for 25 of those 33 years. And the thing that, so where I am now with Actors Fast Track wasn't something that the transformation wasn't just something that happened, in one day. It's what I like to say, it's a series of 5 light bulbs that I had that went off over a 25 year period that brought me to where I am today with Actors Fast Track and my system that is works for everyone. Yes. Anyway, so it's been a series of five light bulbs that have gotten me to where I am today. And so now I have this company. It's 6 years old. We are changing the way actors do business, and it's so exciting.
That's so exciting. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah, I'd love to dive into to kind of what got you to the acting, right? Like what made you say, I want to be, you know, an actress, and I want to be in ER and like Resident Evil and, you know, and all that.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Castle, yeah, and True Blood and American Horror,
right?
Story. How I Met Your Mother. Yeah. Okay. So that's, when I was three, I used to throw temper tantrums, like very dramatic Gloria Swanson type, you know, temper tantrums. And when I was three, I threw myself down the basement stairs. And apparently, you know, because I'd seen it on TV or in a movie or something, very dramatically, my mother thought I was dead. So she sent my father down to the bottom of the stairs, and I was at the bottom laughing. So the next day, my mother enrolled me in creative dramatics. I grew up in Kansas. So all I ever wanted to do and be is, and I really believe that we don't choose our dreams. Our dreams choose us. And so, you know, I mean, clearly I was an actress from the very beginning. It's all I ever wanted to do besides maybe be a beauty operator, a hair stylist. I called it a booty operator, but anyway, that was the extent of so I always wanted to be an actress. When I was 17, my mom took me to Chicago and to New York to audition for all the top acting schools. I got into a few of them, and I chose one in Chicago, and that's where I went to acting school. And then I went right to New York. So I've been an actress my whole life.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, my most favorite question that I ask on the show to all the guests, and mm-hmm. I feel like this has to be the first question that you ask every day when you wake up, before you start your day, like what is your why? Like you have to have a reason why you do what you do. So what is your why?
Okay, so that's gotten a lot clearer. I just want to say that it doesn't have to be clear in the beginning. I just want to say that, you know, for me, it's been a journey. But a number of years ago, I wrote my life goals. And, you know, so all of why I do things are based on those four life goals. Mm-hmm. And the four life goals are basically that I leave no stone unturned in the acting world. So in every medium and every, I feel like I really expanded myself as an artist and as an actor. Number two, that I have a very familiar and friendly relationship with money, and it's always there for me, and I have all the money I need to do all the things that I want to do.
Awesome.
Number three, that I can roll around the floor like a child until the day I die, that I'm very flexible. And number four, that I help other people, which is Actors Fast Track. So as long as I'm in line with those four that I'm doing, and then, you know, I have this vision of me standing in front of 5,000 actors. And so that really pulls me every day with Actors Fast Track. It's like, I didn't realize when I started 6 years ago that I could actually change the business or be a part of the change that now is happening. I didn't know that. I mean, I just started a business doing the other thing that I do really well, which is to help actors get careers, you know? And I did that to make, basically my goal was to make $50,000 a year in income. And I make way beyond that now.
Awesome.
For my business. So it's good. And I spend all day talking to actors or acting myself because I'm still acting. I still act.
Well, that's cool. Oh, okay. Got it. I was just going to ask that. Like, so are you still like, okay.
Yeah. I have a, what's that? Chris Paul, you know, that basketball player, Chris Paul. Uh-huh. I have a Chris Paul ad running right now. Someone saw it over the holidays on all the games and stuff.
That's awesome.
State Farm.
State Farm.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. And
cool.
I'm a Texas waitress.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I was glad to hear it's running.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. So tell me who you were before you got to this point. You know, you said that you've been acting for about 33 years. I mean, has Valerie always been Valerie, or have you kind of gone through stages?
No, I mean, the last 6 years have changed my life. Building, you know, my first coach always used to say, build a better business, build a better you. And who I am today is completely different than I was 6 years ago. I mean, I'm still inherently the same ballsy broad and funny and a lot of people's friends and a fun person that people like. But I've allowed myself to get smarter than I thought was possible. I've learned a whole lot about things I never thought I would learn about. And that my manifesting and my vision has gotten so much clearer because I'm completely on the path that I'm supposed to be on. And there's no, and also everything that I was ever taught about acting, which is the hardest thing you could ever do. You're a freelance, you don't have any control, you know, all these things that I was told about the acting business I have found in the last 6 years to be completely untrue.
Awful. Wow.
So now my perspective is completely different. Like a whole, you know, most of us have blinders on and we only see what we see. And so somehow my binder over here just got opened way farther by starting a business. Because everything that was a problem, like if you have money issues, start a business. Because you'll run smack dub, if you'll run smack into them, which is what I did. And so transformationally around money, I mean, I'm open to money now. I'm receiving a lot of money. Money is easy for me. I've exactly accomplished the goal I set out to accomplish. And so it's happening. And you know, so it's exciting and things that I've done for years, like I was taught this toleration exercise many years ago and I've only done it twice in my life. And the second time I started it was a year ago and it's completely, both times I've done it, shifted my life, shifted it.
Wow.
And so, you know, I'm just in line with who I'm supposed to be, which is really exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank
Good for you.
You
sound real like fired up and passionate too. I love it.
I am.
Love it.
I am. I'm fired up because, you know, I've been getting coached my whole life and I'm a big, you know, advocate of having a coach. I mean, you know,
sure.
You wouldn't go climb Mount Everest without a Sherpa.
Right.
So what, you know, it's a lot more fun life when you have a coach. For me,
oh,
it
definitely.
Has been. Yeah.
Definitely.
My coach bothered me forever about starting Actors Fast Track. She bothered me for years about starting it.
Oh boy. Yeah. I just got one this year. I'm so pumped. Like I am so ready to dominate in 2018. You know, like I did so many cool things in 2017 and everybody's like, well, who's your coach? Who's your mentor? I'm like, I'm not really working with anybody. I mean, I have some friends that are helping me along and, you know, I get some information from here and here, but I just do it. And they're like, dude, can you imagine if you had a coach, like somebody who was actually like laser focused, you know, like on things that you need to do because you're kind of broad. You get a lot done, but you're more broad, you know, because you're doing so many things. Like, man, if you had a mentor or a coach that could really like elevate you, man, you would be like, you need to find somebody. I'm like, well, I mean, I got this far without one. And then finally I was like, all right, I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm going to get a freaking coach. And then I got one. And so I'm so, so excited. I'm so ready. So
yeah, it's,
need it.
It is. And you know, it's, and I'm really loyal. Like I'm on my third coach and I just signed my fourth year contract with her. And I've been coaching since the late 80s. So this is literally my third coach and a couple of side coaches with, you know, different projects that I did, but three main coaches is all I've ever had.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
15 years with the first one, 10 years with the second one. And I'm on my fourth year with the third one.
That's awesome. Awesome. So what was that transformational moment? Cause we highlight those moments here on the show. And you could, I'm sure you've had a couple or many, or maybe you just only had one. But pick one that, looking back, like, this was a pivotal moment for you. Like, had you not done this, your life would have been completely different, or, you know, the transformational moment that set your life on the path that you're on right now.
There's so many, but I'll just talk about this one that happened. I guess it's almost been 4 years ago now. Is that true? Yeah, it'll be 4 years, I think, this spring. I had been in business already a couple years, and I thought I was awesome, you know. And I went to this very giant coaches event, someone that closed, like, you know, in the millions from the stage.
Wow.
And I had this refundable ticket, you know, where you pay the money and then you get it back only if you go there. And I had also bought one for my mother. So if it was just me, I probably would not have gone. But because it was my mother's money as well, I was like, oh, well, I have to go, because I had every reason not to go. I had been on a Disney show, and the Rat Party was that weekend, and I'd been on it for 5 years. You know, so I was going to miss the Rap Party, just all this, you know, kind of stuff. Rap being when it ends. This is what I meant for people that don't know the terminology. Right. So I went. And it was just like, I think that that's a moment where I really got on the path to what I was just talking about. And that was, you know, 4 years ago. And at that event, I met that coach that I hired, that I just signed my fourth year with. I also met the girl that is now my lead coach and has a very successful career. It wasn't my coach that I met. She was just a sponsor there. I met her there, but she was the person I went there to meet, clearly. And those decisions, those people that I met in that time that were there, have been instrumental in me getting where I am. So that was a huge transformation for me to do that. And just think if I hadn't gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was so many opportunities that occurred for me at that event. And the other opportunity was the host themselves. From the stage, I got up to the mic. There were 1,000 entrepreneurs there. It was a gigantic event. And I was the only business that was about acting. And I got up to the mic, and I said to this woman, I told her what I did and what the pains of my clients were. And she said, well, where's all the money in that? We have a lot of people here that used to be actors. Didn't y'all want to make money? And I'm thinking, lady, you have no idea. You're talking to a real actress. I mean, come on. Like, this is my subtext, right? But then that was the last light bulb for me. You see, that was the fifth light bulb.
Yeah.
Because what I realized in that moment, not in that moment, it was like later that I realized, but that was the last light bulb, that that was the problem. Actors are part-time. Huh. Because they've been told that they cannot make a living or trust making a living as an actor. That's why they're part-time. So they don't make the choice of full-time. And they don't understand money.
Huh.
So this year I did a retreat for my clients, and we did all these segments, and we did a segment on money. And when I asked them what was their favorite, they said the money segment. I was like, oh my God. So when I teach them about money, I teach them about business, and then they become full-time actors and CEOs of their own company. And so that was the final light bulb that was in place that I needed to realize that I, over a period of 25 years, had created a system that actually worked.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. For everyone. You know, if I wouldn't get sued by some crazy ass actor, I'd say, like, it works for everyone. It's a guaranteed career at this point. But there's some crazies out there. So, you know, I none of my clients are. They're amazing. I have amazing actors and amazing stories. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I tried acting before, and I don't know. I couldn't take to it. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, I don't know. It just, it didn't feel like it was me. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Have you heard of AMTC?
No, what is that?
So AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talents for Christ. And a lot of AMTC school or agency actors go on to star in films like Facing the Giants. A lot of the football players and a couple of the characters in there, they were all AMTC grads. There's a real, real famous movie that came out. And I say famous, but I'm really struggling to remember the title.
happens to me all the time.
It's the one with with the older lady, you know, War Room. So War Room came out, and the guy, what's his name? T.C. Stallings, I think his name was. He's an AMTC graduate, so he went through the whole entire program, acting, you know, and you have to go through like all this training. You know, there's online tools, and then you have to go meet like every other month or every 3 months or something like that, like in Atlanta. And anyway, it caps it off like a year and a half of training, you know. And but anyway, they try to get you booked like on these Christian films, you know. But so I tried that, and I was like, I don't know, I don't think it's for me, you know what I mean? Like acting, like I don't know. But I got a friend of mine who is like he loves plays, so he's that actor, right? Like he's on plays all the time, and so he told me to audition for a play here locally. I'm like, man, I don't think so. This ain't for me. No. And he always wants me to come see his plays. And I was always so busy. But I was like, you know what? I'll just do it. Like, I know you don't want me to do it. I'll go do it. The play was Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Right? So
I know, are you going to play Gooper?
I played Brick. I actually got
you
the part.
I would cast you as Gooper. And I'd be, in my younger day, I was Sister May. What kind of bowl were you in? She'd say, Brick, what kind of bowl were you in? The punch bowl? Remember? The cotton bowl? Oh, no, it's the punch bowl. Something like
the
that.
Cut glass punch bowl.
You know,
yep.
The cut glass punch bowl. I met Tennessee Williams when I was in acting school.
No way.
Yes way.
That's awesome. The director that we had been directing for 30 years, and that guy ripped me apart, man. I tell you, like, that man was mean, but he drew things out of me that I didn't know that I could do. You know, like he made me go places that I was like, what? Like, what are you? Like, trust me, just do that. And like, he drew things out, and there were ladies like in the crowd. Like during the part where I'm trying to, you know, tell them about the time that I got cheated on, and you know, I thought that, you know, my best friend was gay, and like, you know, the whole that bit, you know, and there was ladies crying in the front row, and then I started crying. I'm like, oh my God, you know, like it was so like he drew this stuff out, you know, and that was my only acting experience is being cast as Brick on a Hot Tin Roof. And he asked me, he was like, dude, you rocked the audition. How did you, I mean, how long have you been acting? Like, I was like, well, I did AMTC for a little bit, but I'm a speaker. Like, I mean, I'm just on stage like all the time. The best thing I learned about acting is blocking. I didn't know what blocking was. Now I block all my speeches. That's huge, blocking.
Well, you know, that's, you know, that you said blocking. One thing that I always say, through structure comes freedom. You know, in acting, we see it in our beats, and then in improv, we see it in the rules of improv, you know, but through structure comes great freedom. And so a lot of times, you know, when my clients are making actions that don't seem like they're going to get any results, or they're not getting immediate results, you know, I have to explain to them that the reoccurrence of the action, just taking the action and having faith that it will develop into something, because it does. It's just that most people take an action and expect an immediate reaction, and that's not what happens.
I like it.
Right? So it's just like expecting me to plant seeds in my garden and then right away, to sprout. And we all know that you don't see the sprout right away. True. You have to care to this soil, and you have to, you know, so anyway, I just, that made me think of that, you know, through structure comes freedom, because I think that's one thing with me with working with actors is like herding cats, because I'm dealing with people. If you take the DISC method, I'm dealing with people that are completely eyes. If you just understand that actors tend to live completely in their right brain, you know, with very little left brain activity, you know, linear, logical activity. So what I do is a lot of times it feels like I'm herding cats. And just holding their hands until they do get results from the continuous action.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I like it. Yep. So I have a two-part question for you. And I love people's answers to this question. So the two-part question is, first off, what was the best part about your transformational moment?
Oh, God.
Oh, we asked the tough questions on this show.
I just think it makes me cry, but I think it's, you know, I think it's when I learned how to sell and I learned my value.
Oh.
In order to sell, you have to know your value. And so I really have grown up. I started my business when I was 50. I'm 55. And I feel like I've just grown up. And it's because of this business that's made me grow up. And but that feeling of knowing things that I didn't know before, I didn't know them. And also what I realized is usually the thing that what I find is usually the thing that I and my clients take for granted is the thing that makes you $1 million. Usually your mess is what's going to make you $1 million. Usually the thing that you don't like about yourself, or maybe the thing that you think like everyone does this, because the thing is like not everyone does and thinks the way that I do. And when I realized that, that's when I used what I automatically do. And it, you know, it was right in front of me the whole time.
Wow. I like that. That's probably one of the best answers I've ever gotten to that question. Well, the second part of that is what was one of the worst parts about your transformation?
Oh my God. Money. Are you, oh my God.
Here we go.
I mean, that's an easy answer there.
That's
at
so
one
funny.
Point
like,
I was literally in my backyard throwing up. Literally in my backyard throwing up.
Wow.
That's how stressed I was. I mean,
oh my Lord.
I was, oh no. The stress level of business, and you realize, oh, you know, I think, because I've been too in my acting business for too long to remember this. But when it starts, it's like being on a roller coaster with no seatbelt. Because entrepreneurship, and an actor is an entrepreneur, entrepreneurship, as my coach says, is not for the faint of heart. So it's like being on a roller coaster without a seatbelt. So the first few times around, you think you're going to die, and you're in your backyard and you're throwing up. But if you trust and you get past that, then there'll be a respite, and then there'll be some other, you know, roller coaster you have to get on after that. But the thing that that's really happened for me this year, that I was on a roller coaster and now it's really slowed down, and I'm like, okay, it's not slowed down. The roller coaster's full steam ahead. I'm just used to it now.
Wow.
Every business, my coach always says every business has ebbs and flows, and it's really what you do in the ebb that matters.
Wow.
Right. It's like if you take it from the Bible, you know, you said the
totally
Christian thing. If you say, you know, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Right. And it's because on the other side is beauty. That's what heaven means. Right. That I toil and then I get it. But what does toil mean? Right. I think there's also this path of that. Like one of my goals this year is God, good, orderly direction.
I'm an acronym junkie. I love that. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, you just made my day.
Or so my words, right. And so where else can I find God in my life is a great inquiry, right? Where you know, present yourself to me in everything, you know, is a great prayer. Show me in everything, and how I respond in every way is through that. So, you know, that's an exciting goal for me this year, and a word that is really in front of my face right now, because my goals are right in front of my face right now.
Awesome.
I'm sitting at my desk.
I love that. Love that. So, Life Transformation Radio listeners, if you are hearing what I'm hearing right in front of your face, right there, put the goals, put the values right in front of your face. Look at them all the time. Love that. So we are halfway through the show. So if you have a question for Valerie or myself, you can call into the show, 657-383-1109 if you're just joining us. We are talking with Valerie Hubbard about the actor revolution that she has created with the Actors Fast Track. So, Valerie, switching gears, I got to ask you, who's been your biggest influencer? We talked a lot about the coaches. You went to an event that, like, this is where you've met some of the greatest people that, that you've had the pleasure of working with. I mean, who's been your biggest influencers in your life?
Oh, my father, for sure. My father was an entrepreneur, Max Hubbard, and he passed away almost 10 years ago. And he Oh, wow. owned two successful businesses. You know, so I heard this thing on NPR the other day that said 30% of entrepreneurship is genetics. And so I got that from my dad. And then my mother is the most organized woman that you would ever meet in your life. She is like organization if you look it up in the dictionary. So I was given that, and I believe to be a successful entrepreneur, you have to have a level in organization. If you don't, it's really hard. Or you have to have someone you completely trust to do that for you. But it's very important. And so she gave me that. Those are my two biggest influencers. I would say my friends. You know, I've had great friends, and my husband is my best friend, Gil Boyd. He's a chef. And we've been together 30 years.
Wow. Must be nice having a chef there, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, we've learned so much from each other, and we still do, and we have a good time together. We have the same sense of humor, which is great. You know, we both will see something and have the same reaction at the same time, which is, I think that's important to share the same point of view of sense of humor. My mom said once, "You guys are so much alike." She didn't say it like that, but sort of. "You guys are so much alike, that's your problem." I guess that makes a good fight now and then.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is something that you enjoy the most about what you do? Like, what is it that draws you in?
Well, I don't have kids, so when one of my clients books something big, it's like me, you know, being the mom of the kid that's a successful actor, you know, and I in turn am booking big things, but I don't excite myself as much as my clients excite me. So that's the results have been astounding that we've had. We have two series regulars that we've helped get there. You know, and even before I started Actors Fast Track, I have tons of movie stars and people that I've helped get to where they are in their career that way. But the results of Actors Fast Track have been phenomenal. We have people that are actually making a living acting now, you know, have been on every show, you know, Scandal and Criminal Minds Without Borders, Americans, House of Cards, Orange is the New Black. I mean, we have people everywhere that are working and using our system. So that's really cool. When they book, I get I mean, I always tell the story that I was auditioning for Mad Men for Matthew Weiner. And in my audition, he told me that I was talented. So I was like, I left there and I'm like, I'm going to get it. Matthew Weiner said I'm talented. I was so excited, right? I did not get it. But hilarious, uh-huh. The same day my client had an audition for Orange is the New Black, and she called me and she said, I don't think it went very well. I'm like, oh, Helen, it went better than you think. Well, she ended up getting a recurring playing Taryn Manning's mother, Deborah Doggett, on Orange is the New Black in the trailer.
That's cool to get a recurring role. That's cool.
Yeah. And so, and when she called me to tell me it was recurring, I was in an airport and I just started crying, you know, because I thought, oh my gosh, because that was one of my first huge, well, my very first client went from no credits to starring in a Warner Brothers produced film in a year. But that was like my first huge, like a recurring on Orange. And then I got a series regular on The Americans. And Joy Nash, who's the lead in Dietland on AMC, the new show, she's going to be a gigantic star. She took our 6-month course. And
really?
Went out there and broke some rules and got herself the lead in a series. So
wow.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So we've had, you know, that's my exciting thing. I love that. I love that. And I love just talking to actors. I love it.
That's cool. Well, so funny that you mentioned, like, so she took your, so she took your 6-month course.
Uh-huh.
And then got booked, right?
No, she took the 6-month course. 2 years ago, she bought it. Like exactly 2 years ago, she was in the middle of it right now. She had just started it 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so a year later, last February, is when she knew they were going to make her show, that book, into a show. And she went and got the part.
That's awesome.
Herself. No one got it for her. She did that.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it took her a year. Yeah, just a year. But then after she auditioned, it took all the way till September till it got – so like almost the whole year. And then she found out in September it got picked up and she started shooting in November.
That's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome. So to prepare for my, you know, audition, because I wasn't sure – I mean, I've seen the play many times. Like I've seen Cat and my grandparents love it, you know. But to prepare for it, I read a book called Steal the Show by Michael Port, who is like a $20,000 coach. Like if you want to coach with Michael and Amy Port, who are actor and actresses and they're married and all that. But it was like $20,000, you know, to coach with them. I was like, well, I'll get the book. I'll just get the book.
Yeah.
So I read Steal the Show, and it literally talked about what he knows as an actor you can put into your talks, speeches, job interviews, auditions, you know, all that stuff. And so I use that. That is a great resource that I've told people to just pick up Michael Port's Steal the Show. And you can nail
it.
Job interviews.
I thought I knew everything. I've written 3 books about the business of acting. And so I thought I knew all books. In fact, I had a little interchange with Brian O'Neill yesterday, who I adore, who teaches at Juilliard. And he is written, in my estimation, some of the best business of acting books. But I'd love to read The Steal the Show because it almost comes from a different, like it's an acting job point of view, which I love. And see, I'm over here on the other side saying, here's the part that's the business. But I'm also helping actors to fall in love with being in business,
mm-hmm.
you know, because when they see the results, then, you know, it's easier to take the action, but they have to take the action initially. You know, at least actors these days and everyone has, you know, a tracer you can put on an email to know whether it's opened or not. So at least you have that. We didn't have that back in the day. We just stuck things in envelopes and hoped it was getting someplace.
Yeah.
But now you have that, which is cool.
Yeah. So it says on the book, drawing on his MFA training at the prestigious graduate acting program at New York University, Port has engineered a system that the non-actor can use to ensure his or her voice is heard when it matters most. The book Steal the Show, from speeches to job interviews to deal closing pitches, will guarantee a standing ovation for all the performances in your life.
going to check it out.
That book got me on stage reading that book.
That is cool. I am definitely going to check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, since we're on the subject of resources, what is one of the best resources that you've used so far in your journey?
You mean as far as like systems or things like that? Or
not necessarily. I mean, I've had all kinds of variety of answers. I've had, you know, my experience in, you know, situations, coaches, books.
Well, definitely coaches.
My mom,
I mean,
you know,
I wouldn't be where I'm really clear about this. My husband used to say 20 years ago, 25 years ago, he used to say, if you did anything else as much as you do your acting business, you would be rich. And I never listened to him. But, you know, I think that I was leaving a lot on the table is what I was. And now I've realized that I can teach actors how not to leave a lot on the table. So I would say that if I had not had a coach, I would have started Actors Fast Track. First of all, I would have never thought of the name without a coach because I need someone to bounce off of. And it's the perfect name because it's exactly what we do. But also I just would have gotten like, you know, 6 months into it and said, okay, well, this is a good idea. I'm going to go do this or I'm going to go do that. I'm so grateful I didn't do that. And I didn't walk away because I was paying a coach, you know, basically, you know, $1,600, $1,700 a month is what you're going to pay for a decent coach.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what I was paying. And so I was going to keep doing what they were telling me to do. And now I'm really glad I did that because we give up. But then if we can get to the other side, just think about it. Like if you're on the elliptical or you're running in the morning or whatever you do to exercise. And there's that moment where we always want to give up, right? We're like, and maybe I won't just like feel like it today. And some days it's stronger and then other days. But when some days are like, I'm just not going to make it past it. And I've actually quit before, like, you know, walked off an elliptical when I just couldn't pass it. Right. But most of the time we get past it and then we're like, oh my God, I'm so glad I got past that. Right. And so that's what a coach does. So I would say my greatest resource is coaching for sure.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
So as we start to close the show, tell us what you're doing now. Where are you headed? What new businesses, family, adventures, you know, talk about what it is and what you're doing today.
Okay, cool. So we are going to be doing this. We do the mind games. We have events. We're an event-based business. That's how people come and hear me speak and get to know who I am. And I do a lot of, you know, I do a lot of networking and stuff. By the way, I do have a copy of my book that you can digitally download for free. So if you text the word rule breakers, it's all one word, rule breakers, to 38470. Text the word rule breakers, all one word, to 38470. You'll get a free copy of my book, Rule Breakers, Changing the Way Actors Do Business.
Love it.
Which hit like number two in entrepreneur books last year. It's about business.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So what I'm doing this year is my first event in the year has always been the mind games. And for the last 5 years, I've done the mind games in LA and the last 4 years I've done them in New York. And that's where I teach the top 10 mind fill in the blank of the actor. You know, mind things that need to be adjusted. And so we talk about those and a different way of thinking. And I taught those and they're very popular. And so this year we're doing a little tour. We're going to be in Atlanta in LA, March 11th, in Atlanta, April 15th, in New York, April 22nd, and in New Orleans, May 6th.
Boom.
So Yeah, we're doing a tour with the Mind Games, so that'll be great. It's a one-day event, $27, and they always sell out, even when, because a lot of people know us in Atlanta. Well, a lot of people know me, so that helps. But we have a big audience in New York and LA, so we're going to go to those cities. That's what's coming up and getting ready to do. And then we'll be doing our summer games July 29th, and we'll be doing our three-day Game Changer event, fourth year, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in L.A.
Awesome.
So all the dates are going to be on the website as soon as I have my first team meeting coming back on Monday. Everything
nice.
Will get changed. But, yeah, so those are our events. They're all set for the year. We're excited. It's going to be fun. And, we're just going to keep building who we are because we're becoming this strong group of – I mean, I'm attracting these really highly trained actors from – most of my clients went to Northwestern, Old Globe, NYU, you know, places like that. And not that if you didn't go to those, you shouldn't be interested in us, but I'm attracting like a really great actor, which is really cool because I feel like I'm building an army a little bit for the revolution that's about to occur.
Nice. So, love that. Love it. So as we wrap up, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, or inspire someone to take action?
Taking action is key.
Mm. Yep.
This is what I say to actors. If a McDonald's is your acting business, the McDonald's restaurant is your acting business. Most actors I meet have the doors locked. They're not letting any customers in. They have their butt turned to the door and they're back there going, okay, you agent the French fries, you manage the hamburgers. Wait a minute, let's change the logo. They are so stuck in the store and they're not selling. So if you're in business, you're in business to make money. I'm always amazed when I go into a store and they have a one long line. And the first question that always comes to my mouth is, are these people in business to make money? Because their actions say they are not.
Huh.
You've got to take action.
Yeah.
You know, go do something, you know, because every problem is solvable. Every problem is solvable. But if you're stuck in how you used to do it or how it got done before or why you can't do it, which is where most people are stuck, just do an action. Like sometimes you have to go open the front door and tell that voice in your head or voices committee in your head to thank you for sharing and you can go now. We're going to go take action.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people say knowledge is power, but I don't believe knowledge is power. I say knowledge is fuel. Action is power.
Yes. Yes.
Boom.
I mean, I always say to actors, actors fast track. You have to take action. Actors are the most stagnated, you know, stuck people I meet. Well, a lot of people are stuck. But I have met actors that have been stuck for 30 years on one no. You know, and you got to collect a lot of no's before you're going to get a yes. But collect them fast and thank you. Thank every no you get because it's closer to the next yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. There you go. That's awesome. So our call to action, take action. Got to take action.
Yes. Take action.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Long time coming. I'm so super pumped that I got to do this with you. And do you have any last words for any of our listeners or anybody that maybe wants to be an actor?
We'll get my book, number one, and read that first so you know what we're coming from and where we're coming from. And I want to say that Mila Jovovich is a very cool person. Just for you. I wanted to let you know that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I just want to say she's great, and if she's listening, hello, so I love you. And when you love that, if she, because you're a Resident Evil fan, so she should listen.
I love Resident Evil.
I know. She was.
I mean, I played all the games. I had the posters. Like, I was the Resident Evil nerd, you know. And then I grew up and had kids, and you know. But
wait,
I still.
Can I just tell you a story really fast, really fast? So one time I was at a party with my husband. It was chefs, and we were leaving, and these two rather drunk girls were on the front porch filming people to wish that birthday girl happy birthday. And so I didn't know these two girls and they didn't know me. And so we said happy birthday and everything. And we're walking down the stairs and all of a sudden they start to go, "You bitch, you stole my baby," which is my famous line from Resident Evil. And you took my baby or whatever I said. Anyway, they were saying that. One of them was acting it into the camera. And so I'm like, well, did Gilbert tell them that that's my husband, that I was in Resident Evil? Like, why are they quoting my line as I'm walking down the stairs? So I just call up to them. I'm like, excuse me, why are you saying that line? And they said, oh, it's our line from our favorite movie, Resident Evil. And so I go, well, I'm the actress that says the line. They go, what? They were really drunk. Remember? I go,
yeah.
I'm the actress that said, and they're like, what? They never could get it because it was such a huge coincidence. Just, it was an.
Wow.
Yeah. It just goes to show you probably subconsciously.
Right.
Maybe when I was on camera that I somehow triggered that in their brain, but they had no idea. They were just saying the line that I said in the movie. So it's weird. That's
I've
my
probably
story.
Seen you in so many. I've probably seen you in so many shows because I'm looking like so you've played in Castle, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., How I Met Your Mother, Glee, American Horror Story, Workaholics, True Blood, 90210, which is my fault. My I'm just geeking out right now. Like, you were in 90210. Like, oh, my God. ER. Amazing. Desperate Housewives. The Middle. Good Luck Charlie. Kicking It. General Hospital. Huge. Sex, Death, and Bowling, Trigger, A Better Life, American Christmas Carol.
A Better Life. Damien Belcher was nominated for that for an Oscar.
Really?
A Better Life. Uh-huh. It's a movie about immigration. I have a really small part. I have like three lines. But it was really great to be a part of it. Jamie Gertz, the actress, you know, she was one of the producers. It was really a really good experience.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. I've done two video games now. I did Wolfenstein 2, the one that just is like the hottest video game of the year. I play a slave owner, which is hilarious because my husband is black. same director directed me in Dead Rising 3. I've done two. Those are mocap video games. Those are a blast. A blast.
Well, how did you have like the little balls like all over you, like in
yes.
the suits and like?
Yes.
Really, you did? No
oh
way.
My God. No, I mean, Dead Rising 3, I was one of the leads. So it was me and Andy Lawrence and my friend Kurt Beauville. And we were all in this. It was just so much fun. Oh, my God, we had so much fun. And Tom Keegan, who's an amazing video director, he directed it. I mean, we rehearsed literally because, you know, Dead Rising is about zombies. So literally we did like an hour and a half improv during rehearsal where we actually – I believed that we were in a – restaurant trapped in there and zombies were all around and it was totally emotional. So when we would shoot, you know, we'd have these balls, you play a scene all the way through because you're being shot all of the time. It's digital. Right. So we would like Andy, he's a great actor. Andy Lawrence, he's the little Lawrence, Joey Lawrence's little brother. Right. He would really go there with me. So we would cry, right? We would just, it was awesome. I loved acting with him. And I said to him at one point, I could do this every day. And he said, me too. Because it was sort of the cross between all my years of physical theater and plays in New York crossed with film. And so my two worlds, it sort of comes together in mocap acting. If I could be anyone, I would be Andy Serkis.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
So much fun.
So you were in Divorce, Invitation, the Hannah Montana movie, Resident Evil Extinction, amazing.
And I love Miley Cyrus too, by the way. She's really awesome too.
Yeah?
Yeah, great person.
Well, you know, when she portrays weird stuff on TV, you know, like,
yeah,
she
yeah,
does
but she's
weird,
a good gal.
It's hard
she's
for people
gal.
To
she's got,
to
she's
believe
got a
that.
Heart. She's got a great heart. She's
yeah.
a good person, you know, yeah. and, yeah, and she's a very giving person, and she has a good memory. I mean, I played a very small part. I spent a day on that set, and, you know, one of my, I taught a lot of celebrity kids acting, and before I started Actors Fast Track, and she, and one of them, you know, was a friend of hers and said, oh, I work with Valerie. And she goes, oh, tell Valerie hi, you know, which is really nice. Even if she didn't know me, just that kind of
yeah.
graciousness I love. Like Reese Witherspoon is really known for that. And, you know, just like,
oh, wow.
you know, when people are running good businesses. And, yeah, she's, you know, she – but that's her brand. You know, that's what she's
– yeah,
that's who she attracts. But she's a good gal. And she, her parents were good parents. For sure.
Oh, okay. Well,
because, you know, I spent a lot of time at Disney. I spent a lot of time at Disney. And,
oh, yeah.
you know, the kids are great because their parents are great. Because when Disney hires them, they also hire the parents.
That's cool. That's cool. Okay, yeah. So so you also, Henry Fool, Wrestling with Alligators, Game Day, Help for the Holidays, and you played Hot Rhonda. So, I mean, you've lived an amazing, you've had an amazing career. Like, that's so, and I've probably seen you like a dozen times in some of these things because I've seen them, you know? So good for you. That's amazing. So
it's been a blast.
So, yeah.
I mean, I've made amazing friends. That's the sad thing about acting is, you know, it always goes away, you know? So, I mean, and I think that's true about everything in life, but, you know, you might do a play where you bond. I did this play in 97. It was Shakespeare. It was As You Like It. The fifth time I was doing that professionally. And I, you know, I did it for the paycheck and it ended up being an amazing cast and an amazing experience. And then the guy that played Orlando, Mark Declan, who is a very pretty well-known actor and works all the time. He, him and I ended up doing a sitcom together in like 2006, Romantically Challenged. And, and it was an episode, it was a series that ran five episodes with Alyssa Milano was the lead. And it was directed by Jimmy Burrows, who's the most amazing sitcom director of all time. And it was, and we spent a week together and we had such a blast and we had been, we'd gotten to know each other doing a play and, you know, nearly 10 years before that. And so that was kind of cool because that doesn't usually happen.
Yeah. I know our cast, we got really close. You know, we still talk, we're still friends, and you know, it was earlier last year, like in like May or something like that. So yeah, definitely close to the cast. So, but yeah, so I want to thank you so much for your time. I know you've got to run.
You are welcome.
And,
yeah.
Gosh, I am so honored to share this moment with you. And having you as a guest on my show, I'm completely, completely honored to have met you, talked to you, and I look forward to following you on your journey in 2018.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me. I had such a blast. And it's really, I mean, what you're doing, Sean, is great. It's really, really good.
Oh, thank you so much. So, yeah, I hope you have... you know, enjoy the rest of your evening and we'll talk soon.
Okay. All right. Talk to you soon.
Awesome. So Life Transmission Radio listeners, another impactful guest, amazing woman in Valerie Hubbard. She's doing incredible things. Hook up with her. Go to actorsfasttrack.com. If you've ever thought about acting, just check it out. Say yes, figure it out and go do it. So as we close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you have in your heart. And I call that living your brand. And until next episode, have a great night.